Every year, fifth grade elementary school students from Teton County spend an entire weekend at Teton Science School's Kelly campus in Grand Teton National Park. They bond with their classmates, learn about wildlife. But due to the pandemic, these overnight programs were canceled. In fact, an estimated 30% of outdoor education organizations nationwide will be forced to shut their doors by the end of the year. That's according to a survey funded by the National Science Foundation. Fortunately, Teton Science Schools is staying open, but it's required some big changes. Olivia Wheats has more.
You have to remember that, like a rabbit, your front feet land, and then your back feet, this is really hard, your back feet land all the way in front of your front feet.
A Teton Science School's teacher is giving instructions for a relay race. In this relay, students choose hop like a rabbit, or how about waddle like a raccoon. Fourth grader Greer Collins steps up to the starting line.
It's challenging with your boots because they're heavier, so it's harder to pick them up and put them all the way in front in only one move.
But Greer's snow boots don't slow her down. And through outdoor activities like this, she and her peers at Munger Mountain Elementary School in Jackson are learning social and emotional skills.
How do I interact with my peers? How do I contribute to a group? How do I be an active listener?
This kind of development is part of the vision at Teton Science Schools, says Joe Petrick, who heads up field education.
Our hope is that the students who go through our programs become folks who not only have experienced our world and have really thought about science and bringing a scientific perspective to their lives, but also have the skills and tools necessary to make change in our world.
Usually, activities like this relay wouldn't be happening at local elementary schools. Instead, Jackson Hole fifth graders and thousands of students from across the nation come to the science school's campuses in Jackson and Grand Teton National Park. But these types of residential programs during the pandemic aren't feasible right now.
The field education programming represents a large majority of the tuition revenue that comes in to Teton Science School. So the COVID crisis and having us not be able to do our residential programming has had a significant financial impact on the organization.
The majority of field education programs have been canceled since March, which, as Petrick mentions, represents a large portion of the school's tuition revenue. Typically, 80% of the school is funded by tuition. The rest comes from philanthropic donations. Scholarships have not been negatively impacted, but the field staff went from 94 employees to around 10.
We've had to get really creative and efficient with people's roles and responsibilities, have folks really working in innovative spaces.
Staff ramped up online professional development for teachers to continue providing resources for schools across the nation. For local students, there's Friday outdoor programs. Each week, staff coordinate with more than 30 community partners to offer options at four elementary schools in Jackson, including Coulter Elementary, where Bo Miller is the principal.
We were able to put it in motion very quickly because of this pre-existing relationship.
The relationship between Teton County School District and the science schools dates back to 1967. Miller says the current collaboration plays an instrumental role in the school's operations during these challenging times.
It's allowing staff to take a day to prep and plan and collaborate. For parents, it's allowing them to go to work.
I would say that she's social, but reserved.
That's Greer's mom, Liz Collins, who says her daughter really misses playdates and sleepovers. The Science School's Friday program is really filling this gap.
It's almost like this is the replacement, because this is like, I think, a solid like unit and group of kids, and they're able to, you know, share and connect for a longer period of time.
Reindeer.
Back at Munger Mountain Elementary, the relay has wrapped up. Now, students are gathered in a circle, reflecting. They were asked to decide the animal that they wanted to be in the relay, and Greer mentions the abilities of another student.
Dahlia was good at the waddling as a raccoon, and at sliding. She was really good at that.
The thoughtful ways that Greer interacts with her peers are being noticed. Here's her fourth grade teacher, Daniel Primich.
Greer was a fantastic kid coming into the school year, but as the year has gone on, I've definitely seen Greer step up in some more leadership roles. Like if a kid is struggling with a math problem, for example, I feel like she has now has felt empowered to step up and help them out.
Greer is headed into fifth grade next year, and if all goes well, she will spend a weekend at the Science School's Kelly campus next fall. Field programs are tentatively scheduled to resume in June. For now, she's learning how to identify deer tracks in the snow. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Olivia Wheats.